He can't see the fault in himself. So I didn't mention this. Learning is the schus. Refu shleima of Yosef Dovin Chela. So, focusing on somebody else's point. For example, Pliny sees somebody always comes about 10 minutes late for davening, and it really bothers him. But the person himself who thinks this isn't always on the dot himself. And even if he is, doesn't necessarily have his talis and tefillin on before bracha starts, and might himself come 1 or 2 or 5 minutes late sometime. But when it's himself, he's got a good reason why he's a few minutes late, but hasn't got his tefillin. But somebody else, why is he always 10 minutes late? Can't see anything, can't be done l'chafsos at all. Takes us on to day 41 of the Chofetz Chaim, called Judging Favorably. And we just said about, we see somebody else to give us a high to criticize them. But the Torah has given us instructions how to view a person who we see transgressing so that we may judge him favorably and interpret his behavior in a more positive way. Pasuk says, "Betzedek tishpot amisecho," judge your fellow man favorably, and the colloquial one, "Bing don lechav schus." The actual phrase is from Pirkei Avos, "Heve don es kol odom lechav schus," which we translate as judge every person favorably, but grammatically it's slightly wrong, because it should be "Heve don es kol odom lechav schus." Ha odom is the whole person. What does that mean? So pshat is, when you see someone doing an avera, judge the whole person. Don't just look at what he's doing. Don't jump to conclusions. Think about what he's going through. He might have a crisis, this, that, and the other. When you've gone through all that, then you'll be don l'chafsos, be able to judge him favorably. Chofetz Chaim says, if the subject person was talking about is an average person, which means he generally guards himself from avera, but does do an avera occasionally, then how do we attribute those lapses? So, for example, a storekeeper gives you the wrong change. So he did accidentally. Didn't do it on purpose. That's one way. Person was mechal the Shabbos. He didn't know that was not very kind of the Shabbos. Or a person does something wrong. So he probably thinks that's a midas chasidus and not a mitzvah, and therefore he was over on that. And that's all we got time for. Mitzvah, Yanki is back tomorrow. Start today the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, 22nd of Ador Sheni, 31st of March, Rabbi Binyamin Marks, Shlita, Hilchos B'dikas Chometz. This week's Torahway sponsor of this course is Shavuot Shleim Alecholet Yireinu, Sam Shor Achol Yisrael, Reslos HaShavuot La'Chayolim Ba'amil Chamosh Shachzul Avotahem L'Shalom B'mheiro.
Good morning, everybody. We're now less than 30 days before Yom Tov Pesach. Shloshim Yom, we're in the Tkufa, we're in the period known as, described as Shloshim Yom Koidim Lechag, which with Pesach, which is could be that's Nogea to every other Yom Tov, it's a discussion in the Poskim, but certainly by Pesach and by specific significance in when it comes to Pesach, not just as regards to the fact there's an obligation to actually start learning the halachas, which we're going to be mekayim a little bit, that inyan now this morning, but also it actually has a practical relevance to the halachas of Pesach, as we shall see. So we're going to discuss a little bit the halachas of Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz is often confused with spring cleaning, and it's a little bit of a joke, but it's not such a joke, because it's a joke that's been going on for many hundreds, if not thousands of years, because Yisrael, it's even the Rishonim talk about this, there's Yisrael Kadoshim Heim, and there's a Rosh who uses this Nusach, the Yisrael Kadoshim Heim, and therefore they get rid of all the Chometz, all the chometz that's found in the Rishus, whether or not halachically these things are always required can be explored. But nonetheless, our minhagim, our heilige minhagim, they're so important, and obviously we keep and we do, because that's what we've been doing, and that's what we've been doing for many, many hundreds of years of our Messiah. So let's discuss a few, nonetheless. Let's go into, I don't know what we'll be able to cover. I've got a few different inyonim written over here, but let's explore some of the halachas. So obviously the Bedikas Chometz is actually a hakdoma, well, like we said, so we do our cleaning, the noshim, tzidkonios, and hopefully also the men are helping out as well, are cleaning the houses for many days before Pesach. Oh, but that's all the build-up, that's all the hachana for Bedikas Chometz, which we do on Leil Yud Daled, the 14th of Nisan. And of course, the Bedikas Chometz is itself just a Takonas Chazal in order to be able to do Bia Chometz. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed Bali Roy, Bali Motze, you're not allowed to have Chometz in your Rishus. There's an Issa, it's a unique to Chometz, which is the Issa not just to eat it or to be Nene from it, but even actually to own it, which is something which is unique to Chometz in all other Surim in the Torah. And therefore, in light of that, Chazal were masakein that we have to do something called Bedikas Chometz in order to make sure that there's an absolutely no Chometz left in our Rishus. So that before Yom Tov Pesach, before the Zman Issa comes in, we're able to do Bia Chometz. So really, Bedikas Chometz is actually a Hachona, so the Konas Chazal, but the point is, it's what Chazal were masakein in order that we should be Mekayim Bia Chometz. And that's why the bracha that we make on the Bedikas Chometz is a Nusuch Al Bedikas Al Bio Chometz, not Al Bedikas Chometz. So in Mechuyev to be Boidik, what Chazal Kaveh, Chazal were Mesakin, they have to be Boidik, Kol Mekoymes Shemachnisim Boi Chometz. So it's very important to me, obviously, the house, we all know, obviously, checking all the places in the house. If we have small children around, then there's going to be more places that are suspect where there's likely to be Chometz. Probably nearly everywhere is a place that likely there's Chometz to be. But there's other places that you mustn't forget, for example, if a person has an office is also equally mechuyev in bedikah. It's a place that a person goes and you're probably eating there, and it's a place that is mechuyev in bedikah, and that means you're mechuyev in bedikah, beleil yud dalid. Unless you sell it, of course, which we can discuss later. Oh, but it's a place that a person is machnis boi chometz, and the place is machnis boi chometz, so therefore you're mechuyev to do bedikah. And every time we say that it's a chiyuv bedikah, that means that your chiyuv bedikah is on the night of the 14th. A person's car. A car is a place where it's very likely that it's going to be throughout the year. A person's bringing chometz there. A person's certainly not careful not to bring chometz there. And it's therefore, a car is also a place where there's actually a chiyuv bedikah. It's very easy to say, let's leave the car for tomorrow morning. You know what, you've been busy already. The Leil Erev Pesach on Leil Yud Daled. You've done the bedikah on the house. It's tempting to say, leave the car and we'll check the car tomorrow. You have a chiyuv of bedikas chometz, and therefore you're mechuyuv to check your car also. Beleil yud dalet. Now, what happens if, obviously, so you make a brocha when you start the bedikas chometz, you make the brocha, like we said, I'll be a chometz, and that brocha is a brocha which covers all the mekoymus that you are planning on being boidik. So you start off presumably at home, you'll make the bracha, you start your bedikas chometz, you shouldn't be mafsik, like any mitzvah, you're not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the hascholas ha-mitzvah. After you started the bedikah, after you started doing your checking, so it changes a little bit, that's still inappropriate to start talking, schmoozing, talking about things which are not connected to the mitzvah of the bedikas chometz. But nonetheless, after you started, it's not the same as in between the bracha and the starting of the mitzvah. It's in between, but making the bracha and the starting of the mitzvah, there's no talking at all. After a person has started already, it's perfectly fine. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's l'chatchila, you're allowed to talk about the inyonim which are nogeya to the bedikah. Right? If you're checking with other people, if you're splitting up your house, bias, if you've got children who are helping, other people who are assisting you with the bedikah, make one brocha, that brocha, you can make them shluchim or not, you check that room, that's all okay. One brocha will cover all of those. And you can give instructions as the bedikah goes along. There's no problem, because as long as you're talking about inyonim which are related to the bedikah, that's not a hefsek at all, and that's actually mutter lechatchila. So, but what happens if you forgot? If you forgot, let's say you forgot, you realized, you didn't check a place that you were supposed to have checked, Belel Yudalet. So you have to, halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as soon as, if you have a place that you didn't check, Belel Yudalet, it's not, okay, you know what, I didn't, okay, fine, shoin, so we'll carry on. I'm anyway doing Mechiris Chometz, I'm anyway doing Bittel. No, there's a Chiyuv of Bedika and Yimachuyuv to check. So let's say you woke up in the morning and realized you forgot to check the car. So you've still got a Chiyuv that morning to go and to check the car. Now, normally, in most places, you go to your office, there's a Chiyuv to check, even by Yoim, with a candle or a torch, whatever a person normally uses. There's still a chiyuv to use a torch to be boidik, those makoimas. A car, I saw Shlomo Zalman says that a car you don't have to because oyer and rav, because there's all the windows and therefore the light comes in, therefore there's no chiyuv such a place. The Gemara talks about places where there's a lot of light. So if you check those places b'yoim, then you don't need to use a candle. Oh, but Belayla, obviously, you would have to use a candle. But any other makoimas, if you would forget to have, if you forgot to check them, you're mechuyuv to do that bedika, even the next morning, or even in during Yom Tov itself. If you have a place where you didn't check at all, maybe there's chometz there, you're mechuyuv to go even on Chol HaMoed, and you have to go check those makoimas, check it, maybe there's chometz there. That's part of the Tekonas Chazal. And not only that, you actually would make a brocha in such a bedika, in theory. Actually, I think nowadays, everybody's knowing to do Mechiras Chometz, so sort of brought down that you actually shouldn't make a brocha. The Shulchan Aruch, when he describes the Shulchan Aruch, just to be clear, the Shulchan Aruch, when he goes through this scenario, so he says a person forgot to do bedika, Belel Yudalet, he has to still check on Erev Pesach, he didn't check Erev Pesach, he has to check on Chol HaMoed. And in all those scenarios, you still have to make a bedika. You still have to make a bracha because that's part of the Kodesh Chazal. I'm not talking about you completely forgot to bedika. I'm talking about where there was one mokum that you were supposed to do bedika and you didn't do bedika. That's still part chelik of the mitzvah. You were masiach das and gansen from the mitzvah. So you have to go now and you have to do that bedika and you have to make a bracha. As I understand it nowadays, because we do Mechiras Chometz, so even if there is Chometz there in your Rishus, it's covered by the Mechiras Chometz, even if you didn't have it specifically in mind. So therefore, because of that, you wouldn't actually make a Brocha. But nonetheless, the Chiyuv Bedika remains, and the person, if he does, and he should go to that Mokum that he didn't do Bedika, and he should do Bedika's Chometz, and if you find Chometz, you should check with your Rav, but probably, even though it's included in the Mechiras Chometz, but nonetheless, you should still destroy the chametz. But ask a shayla about that. So checking outside, obviously in gardens and the front chotzer and things like this. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch discusses about whether or not there's a chiyuv to check outside. So in summary, it's a little bit of a complicated Indian, but in a nutshell, when it comes to checking outside, you're not mechuyuv if there's sofik chometz, meaning you don't know if there's chometz. You know that you have a patio or a place outside that you have a table and chairs and you eat there, and there's likely to be that you've eaten there, and therefore there will have been crumbs there. Nonetheless, you're allowed to be somech if it's only a sofik, if there's chometz there, you can be somech on the fact that there's likely to have been birds and other animals that would have taken away that chometz, and that chometz is no longer there, and therefore you're not mechuyuv to be boidek. But nonetheless, a person shouldn't create a scenario where he's got chometz in his rishus, even if it's outside. Ein sofik moitzi midevadai. In other words, if you know, and this is nageh also, if your person's cleaning out chometz, let's say those last bits of chometz you've kept for that last chometz tikasuda that you want to have just before this man, and you've got crumbs or little bits of leftover bread, you shouldn't then go and take those pieces of bread and chuck them into your front of your house or in your back garden because there's birds they're going to eat them up, because then you can't rely upon those animals coming and getting rid of that chometz before this man. You should take it and you should throw it into the Shusharabim. And then, and obviously, when you're mafki, you know, when you do your bittel, then that's not, it's no, the chometz is no longer in your rishus. But if you were to put it in your rishus, so then you've created chometz in your rishus. So even though you're doing bittel, like we always know, doing bittel on its own is not enough. You have to do bidika as well. You have to get bidika and bio and get rid of the chometz. So don't chuck your little pieces of, don't chuck your, you know, those last pieces of chometz into your front garden. Take them out into the shusharabim and throw them there. So we've all discussed now basically the chiyuv of bedika, which is on the Leil Yudalid on the 14th, and we said that min adin anyway you make a bracha on any bedika, even if you didn't do that bedika of Leil Yudalid, you do that bedika later on. You still make a bracha because that's what Chazal were kaveya. Now, what about doing bidika before your dalet? So that's also discussed. Lechatchila, there are some poskim who say even lechatchila. Let's say you can check on the night of the 13th in terms of hilchas bidika. But everybody agrees. This is one thing that's very clear. Is everybody agrees that you can't make, more or less, this is halacha lemaisa, everybody agrees that you can't make a brocha on a bedika which is done before the night of the 14th. Which is why it's not suggested, it's not advised, unless there are reasons to do so, to do your bedikas chometz. Now, let's say, you know, Leil Yudalid, there's something going on, and it's not convenient for me to do my bedikas chometz on Leil Yudalid, I'd rather bring it forward one night. No. Chazal wa kaveh, you should do it on Yudalid. Even if it could be that lechatchila, in terms of the halachas of bedikas chometz, and you're going to be careful to make sure that there's no chometz comes into your shoes afterwards, but since Chazal wa kaveh, the bedika for that night, that's when the bracha is applicable, and before then you cannot make a bracha. Nonetheless, there are scenarios where you are forced lechatchila to do bedikas chometz before Yudalid. For example, people are going away for Pesach. So if a person's going away for Pesach, so again, that's a whole sugya in Psochim. And the Gemara says that somebody who's going away, this is where the Shloshim Yom Kodim Lechag comes in. If a person is Shloshim Yom Kodim Lechag, in other words, we are right now in the Tkufa before Pesach, and we're already thinking about Pesach, and therefore it's not just, you know, let's learn, it's nice, let's get some more understanding of the halachas of Pesach, but you're actually, there are chiyuvim which are different now within the 30-day tukufa before Pesach as earlier than the 30 days. So because we are within 30 days, anybody who would be planning to go away for Pesach, because it's Shloshim Yom Kodim Lechag, even though he's not planning on coming back during Pesach, Gemara says if a person would be planning coming back during Pesach, this is where Rashi learns anyway, a person's coming back during Pesach, then even if he goes away from Rosh Hashanah, if he's coming back on Pesach, he knows he's going to come back on Pesach, he's mechuyav to do bedika before he leaves. Oh, but if somebody's planning on going away for Yom Tov, he's not planning on being here, you can do bittel, and that's it. But a person is shloish, he's within 30 days. A person going away, say this year, bedikas chometz is what, Sunday night? So a person's going away, let's say, go by the Shabbos before, a person flying Thursday, even though he's not planning on being around during Pesach, but because it's already just a few days before Pesach, whatever it is, he's mechuyev to do bedikas chametz before he goes. Again, like we said, there's no bracha in such a bedika. There are some achronim who say that you should make a bracha, but the halach of Mishnah Berurah Paskin says that we don't make a bracha on any bedika that's done before Yud Dalet. And therefore, Be'etzem, a person is really mechuyev to do bedika in his whole house, like normal, the night before he goes. Let's say you're flying on the... So yeah, and when you move in, so yeah, you're mechuyev. If you're moving into your dira or your hotel room or wherever it might be on Leil Yudalid, but before Leil, let's say in the morning, before Bedikas Chometz, Sunday morning, so then a person would be mechuyev to do Bedikas Chometz in his room. You can't rely on the cleaning of the goy. That's your reshus that you've come in. No, but he's got a reshus. So he's got two rishus. He's got his rishus, his house that he leaves. I haven't got to selling it. Yeah. So obviously, what do we do? How do we get out of the chiyuv of, you know, if a person's going away for Pesach, then aside from the shiurim and the chazonus and the swimming pool that you'll have there in the hotel, also one of the matters is that you don't have to clean your house for Pesach. It can be a gross tircha and very difficult, especially some people, to be boidek the house and to clean the house. So one of the reasons why people go away is in order to avoid having to do bedikas chometz. I'm saying that's not the reason to go away, but it definitely helps not having to check your house and make your house Pesach thing before you go. But I'm just telling you that's the halacha. The halacha is that really a person is mechuyu to do bedikas chometz before he leaves. So the answer to that is that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Mishnah Berurah discusses the what's the halacha if a person's planning on going away. Let's talk about a person who's going to be away. He's going away on the 13th, let's say, and he's going away on the 13th, and he's not going to be there on the 14th. So. Do we say, comes the night of the 14th, and the person's planning on selling his chometz before Yom Tov comes in. Let's say a person, I'm here right now, I'm here Balel Yudalit, and I've got a chiyuv bedika, but I'm planning that tomorrow morning, before I leave, I'm going to sell my chometz to a goy. So some achronim, and this is basically the halacha that we know lahakel like this opinion, is that if you're planning on selling your chometz, that is itself a kiyum of the chiyuv of biyur chometz. You have a chiyuv of biyur chometz. Bedika is a way of ensuring that there's no chometz left in your rishus. And another way you could be ensured that you have no chometz in your rishus is by selling not just your chometz, you sell your whole house, you sell all the makoimas, and that is itself, that's a kiyum of that chiyuv. Some achronim don't like it. They say, well, at the end of the day, if you're around on the night of the 14th, you haven't sold it yet till the next day, the sale is only taking place mamash erev Pesach, obviously before the Zman Issa, but you're still in your house, let's say, on the night of the 14th, you are still mechuyev in bedikah. But the achra of the Mishnah Berurah is that as long as a person has a place, let's say you're going somewhere else and you can do your bedikah over there, in wherever you're going to, a person can be mekayim and he can make the bracha there, obviously, on the bedikas chometz. If a person, where he is, when he sold it, then he is allowed to avoid, he's potter from the chiyuv of bedikah in that place that he sold by virtue of the fact that he's planning on selling it tomorrow, even though it hasn't actually been sold right now on the night of the 14th, it's actually still his rishus. Nonetheless, Mishnah Berurah says that since there are those who are not very happy with this, because right now, on the night of the 14th, it's still my rishus, because I'm going to sell it tomorrow. But nonetheless, right now it's mine, so I should be mechuyev in bedikah. So therefore, that's why there's an inyan of people, you go to the Rav, and you want to do mechiras yud gimel. Mechiras yud gimel means that you sell already your own house and your rishus already before the 14th, so that when it comes to the leil yudalit, it's already not yours. And obviously that's something which is preferable to do, and just, you know, if you go, a person's going away anyway.
When does a sale go through? The Rav only puts a sale through the following morning or whatever time.
So for those, for Mechiras Yud Gimel, he's putting it through before then.
I'm not sure. First of all, when you go to your hotel room, you need to take some chumas with you.
Okay, so that's the thing. We always keep chumas. Yeah, we're not. You're selling.
But the cleaner, the chumas which is there already, is not your chumas. So nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but you can't not allowed to have chometz. It's true, but you're still not allowed to have chometz in your rishus. So if you move into apartment, let's say, go to Eretz Yisrael, and you got an apartment, and you go into that apartment, even though the chometz that is in that rishus is it's not yours, and it's true, you're not going to be over on a deraisa. There's no bali roi bali matzeh, but you're still mechuyev to do. Yeah, but that, you're not going to check the whole hotel, but the room that you're staying in, you should be boydik.
Do they take the whole hotel over?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, and I did read that if you're, on the question of selling your house, for example, when we sell our bottles of whiskey, if the goy wants to keep the whiskey after, we don't really mind. But when you don't really want him to keep your house. So I read a suggestion it's better to let your house to the goy rather than
You can do that also. That's also sufficient. Yeah. Hey, look, that'd be up to the rov who's in here. And Eretz Yisrael, I think they're particular. Some are particular only to rent it and not to sell because you're not allowed to sell land to a goy in Eretz Yisrael.
So one designated place and sell that place.
In which scenario?
In the scenario, instead of selling the whole house.
If you want to putter yourself, yes. As if you're staying at home and if you want to, sell one, you want to just not have to check certain parts of the house. But if a person's going away completely and leaving the whole house and you don't want to have to check any of the house, you need to sell the whole house to avoid having to check it before you go. So you sell the whole house and then you're, and then there's no chiyuv b'dik. Okay, so let's just discuss one more quite fundamental point, which is what is it when we do Bedikas Chomes? What is it actually that we're checking for? Right. So we're very particular to make sure that there's not even a crumb of chometz anywhere in the house, and that's the way it should be because that's those are minhagim and that's what we do. But nonetheless, it's important to know what is it that we're actually, when we're doing our Bedikas Chometz, what is it that we're looking for? So, we know at the beginning of Maseches Psochim, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about the Chiyuv of Bedika. So, Rashi says, the reason why we have to do Bedika is in order that you shouldn't come to be Oivim Bali Roi Bali Motzeh. We said there's an issa of owning, having chometz in your rishus, of owning chometz. So you have to be boy. This is Rashi. You have to be, even though obviously you're doing bittel, but there's always a concern if you find something on Pesach, you might come to change your mind, and you'll come to be oven bali roi and bali motzeh. Tosfos there argues in Tafbeis. Tosfos argues and Tosfos says no, that the chiyuv of bedika is because we're worried that you may come to eat it. You might forget, and you know, chometz is something that we eat all year round, and therefore we're not careful. A person's not thinking. A person might, chas v'sholom, come to eat chometz on Pesach. So some suggest that according to this, it could be there's a machlokes exactly what's the shia of what it is that you're mechuyev. Again, this is on a machlokes about what's the why were chazal masakim bedika. So according to Rashi, that the whole reason why we're doing bedik is we shouldn't come to be over in Bali Roi Bali Motzeh. So says the Shagas Aryeh that there's no inyan of Chotishe. We know the Kol HaTorah Kuloi, there's such a thing as Chotishe Osim in the Torah. That means even though I can't, a person who eats chaylev or dam or any trefus, he can only get malchus if he eats a kazayis of that food. But nonetheless, if he eats even half a kazayis, it's still osir. So chotishir, where halacha is, chotishir is osir min haTorah. You don't get malchus for it, but chotishir is osir min haTorah. Why? Because the Gemara says it's chazilitz the rufi. Because if you have one half a kazayis now, and another half a kazayis later, so those two half kazayisim will join together. So when you eat that first half kazayis, you're already, so to speak, beginning the maisa of eating be'issa. So therefore, even a chotishir is osir. Masha Enkein, the Shagas Aryeh explains, according to Rashi, who says that the whole reason why we do Bedika is you shouldn't come to Bali Roi Bali Motzeh. Bali Roi Bali Motzeh, it doesn't apply the concept of Chotishir. Why does it not apply? Because Chotishir is only applicable, having half an amount, is when you have one action which can start now and finish later. When it comes to ownership, ownership is not an action. Ownership is either you own a kazayis or you don't own a kazayis. If I have half a kazayis now, so what's going to happen? So if I've got the two kazayisim and my rishus at the same time, I've got the two chatzi kazayisim and my rishus at the same time, so I have a kazayis. Either I have a kazayis or I don't have a kazayis. But there's no concept, says the Shagas Aryeh, when it comes to Bali Roi, Bali Motzeh, there's no chotishiv osim in a Torah. Chotishiv osim in a Torah does not apply to ownership. It applies to eating where there's an action and I can start that action, I can have half a kazayis and then later have another half a kazayis. They're two joined together, so therefore chotishiv osim in a Torah. Masha Kein, when it comes to owning, that concept does not apply. So basically, in a nutshell, that Chatzi shi'a osa ben ha-toyra, normally even half a kazayis of something is osa. When it comes to bali rei, bali motze, that says the shakazari, that does not apply. Ma'ashenken, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds that the reason why you're mechuyif to bedika is in order that you shouldn't come to eat. So it's true that min ha-toyra, you only chayv malchus, or chorus, if you eat a kazayis of chometz, but chatzi shi'a osa ben ha-toyra. So it could be that even when chazal were mechayv you bedika, they mechayv bedika even on a chatzi shi'a. So some want to suggest that according to this become a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not the chiyuv of bedika is a bedika chiyuv, what am I checking for? Am I checking only for kazayis? Or am I checking even for less than the kazayis? So according to Rashi, it could be that when we're doing a bedika, what are we looking for? We're only looking for a whole kazayis of chometz. Anything less than the kazayis of chometz, chazal we're not concerned for. The whole chiyuv of bedika, and yimachuyv, obviously you're doing bittel anyway, but when Chazal were masakein bedika and biu, the concern was you shouldn't come to be in a situation where over a bali roi bali motze inadvertently. Therefore, they were mechayev that bedika. What are you looking for? Obviously, something that's going to bring you to an isa bali roi bali motze, which according to Rashi is only a kazayis. Whereas it could be that according to Tosfos, and not everyone agrees to this, but it could be that according to Tosfos, there is a chiyuv bedika even on less than a kazayis. So that's in terms of a shoinim. The halacha, the mechaber in a few places, the mechaber talks about an areva, which is a kneading trough. So they used to knead their dough in a kneading trough, and there would be cracks. So the mechaber talks about what happens if there's dough which is stuck in between in the cracks of the kneading trough. Is there a chiyuv to remove that chometz from those cracks? And the mechaber there talks about a kazayis. He says if there's a kazayis in the areva, so then you mechuyev to remove it and destroy it and get rid of it. And there's another place also, the mechaber also just talks about a kazayis. So it would seem from that the mechaber, simply speaking, the mechaber's what we're looking for when it comes to a bedikas chometz, we're looking for a kazayis. The Ma'amakin Avram, though, on that halacha of areva, he argues and he says, no, there's even a chiyuv of bedikah even on less than the kazayis. Somewhat to say that he's going with Tosfos. It seems that probable that even according to that, it's only if it's a dover chosh of something a person might come to eat. Nonetheless, crumbs, for example, person's not really, when we're looking for, we're not looking for crumbs because crumbs are bottle, crumbs are not bottle, person's not going to come to eat crumbs, especially also if they're dirty and they're inedible. Again, there's no chashash the person's going to come to eat them. So really what we're doing, obviously, when we're doing a bedikas chometz and we're making the brocha and we're looking for the chometz and we're putting out the 10 pieces and try not to put kazayis there, but in case, chas v'sholom, you lose one. But nonetheless, what we're looking for is significant pieces of chometz which we haven't forgotten a place, we haven't this, you know, some chometz hanging up here or chometz that we haven't sold. And according to some poskim, like we said, even less than a kazayis is a problem. So again, even if it's anything which might be choshev enough, a crouton might already be something which is choshev. A person, you know, okay, one crouton in a soup is not going to do much, but a crouton is already is something. So therefore, that's what we're looking for. But avado, we should, whatever we've been doing till now, every single year, when it comes to big as chometz and the, you know, the same, as careful as we've always been, we should always be.